few would call Utah's senior senator an environmentalist. In fact, one green-minded group has given Senator Orrin Hatch failing marks on environmental issues throughout his congressional career. Even so, the senator has had a big impact on two environmental issues. And as KUER's Judy Faze reports, they couldn't seem more opposite.
Orrin Hatch had just become a U.S. senator in 1977 when people began sharing harrowing stories about the fallout from nuclear bomb test in Nevada.
We were expendable to our government. We were guinea pigs.
Eileen Hacker is a downwinder, one of those Americans the federal government dusted with atomic bomb residue that made thousands of people sick. Hacker was telling her story last year in a University of Utah oral history.
These people took away so many of my loved ones that it's just absolutely hard to sit here today and not be totally outraged.
Back in Washington, Hatch was working with the Democrats who controlled Congress on securing reparations for rural Utahns who'd been exposed to the hazardous dust. In St. George, Hacker was dealing with the devastating news about her father, Orville Wardle, a once hardy 48-year-old construction worker.
My mom had a devastated look on her face and a doctor telling her, with a piece of paper and a pencil showing where the cancer had spread, and they said, "We're sewing him up right now. There's nothing we can do. Go home, get your affairs in order." And we watched him lay on the couch and suffer and suffer and die.
It wasn't until 1990 that Congress passed the Radiation Exposure and Compensation Act, RECA for short. The legislation offered $50,000 payments to people who could show they were exposed to the fallout. But it wasn't about the money for people like Hacker. They wanted retribution.
I was just determined that they said, "We know, we admit we did it, and we did it to your dad."
Hatch shepherded RECA for years. More than $2 billion has been paid out to more than 48,000 people, mostly in the rural West. But here's the puzzle. This is the same senator with a career rating of 10% on nearly 500 votes from the League of Conservation Voters.
I never sensed any deep personal ideology to environmental issues.
Kenley Brunsdale got to know Hatch while working on RECA for the late Utah Democratic Congressman Wayne Owens. Brunsdale says this is about politics.
I think that the base that supported Orrin Hatch over the years would have been predominantly opposed to a lot of the environmental issues that Wayne, for example, championed on the other side.
Strangely, the best way to explain how Hatch helped engineer what could be the biggest reparation of all time for environmental harm might be found in another environmental issue, one that surfaced at the end of Hatch's Senate career, shrinking national monuments.
So I asked for the president's help in fixing this disaster.
That's Hatch at the Utah State Capitol a year ago, introducing President Donald Trump just before he carved 2 million acres from a pair of national monuments in southern Utah.
I worked closely with the president and the White House on a plan to rein in the federal overreach at Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase.
The monuments just so happened to be located in counties also covered by RECA. They felt like another federal attack to rural Republicans and to Hatch.
I want to thank the president for giving a voice to the hardworking people of Utah who for too long have been ignored in the debate over public lands.
Once again, Hatch had successfully enlisted Washington to put the federal government back in its place. LeVar Webb is a publisher and longtime advisor to conservatives. He calls the radiation compensation and the shrunken monuments among the most important accomplishments of Hatch's Senate career.
The nuclear testing was for military purposes, but it was still the federal government victimizing Utahns. And
Webb sees a common thread.
It could be argued that the monument designations were the same thing. Utah leaders were not given a voice. It was the federal government imposing itself on Utah.
Said another way, Hatch's environmental legacy is not so much about conserving Utah's landscape for future generations. It's really about certain Utahns, the kind of conservative voters who kept him in Washington for 42 years. Judy Faze, KUER News.